The race for the Republican nomination for Baltimore County Executive pits an establishment candidate with the governor's seal of approval against a self-described crusader who's counting on votes of Trump supporters. WYPR's John Lee reports on the contentious battle between State Insurance Commissioner Al Redmer Jr. and Delegate Pat McDonough.
Valerie, did you mention the signs?
Yes. How many do you need?
I don't need any. People need them.
Delegate Pat McDonough handed out campaign signs at a recent gathering of dozens of supporters in Catonsville. McDonough also laid out his vision for Baltimore County, such as his proposed moratorium on Section 8 housing.
How much money do we have to spend on education now that we wouldn't have to spend without Section 8? How much money do we have to spend on social services? Why should we be exploited?
This is a key theme of McDonough's campaign, which he calls a crusade. McDonough says the county is at risk of losing its quality of life because poverty is being transferred from Baltimore City. Indicators of that range from boarded-up homes to rat infestation to an increase in crime to violence in schools. McDonough promises to be Baltimore County's police chief and that there'll be a zero tolerance for crime, both on the street and in the schools.
I grew up in Baltimore City. I saw what happened in Baltimore City. I will not permit that to happen in my county.
McDonough has served in the House of Delegates for 20 years, representing eastern Baltimore County. He dismisses his opponent, State Insurance Commissioner Al Redmer Jr., as an empty suit.
Redmer is clueless. I don't think he understands any of this stuff.
Redmer scoffs at that notion. He says he has decades of executive experience working with others and getting things done that McDonough can't match, calling him an isolated legislator. Here is Redmer at a political forum sponsored by the League of Women Voters in April.
Pat has not had that same level of experience, hasn't had that level of success, doesn't work well with Democrats or Republicans. Ask them, not me.
Redmer says he and McDonough agree on most things. McDonough counters that Redmer swiped his issues. And here is how Redmer dismisses McDonough's claim that he is doing his state insurance commissioner job part-time on the taxpayer's dime while running for county executive.
That's Pat being Pat.
Redmer says McDonough makes stuff up and that he won't debate him one-on-one again without assurances the forum will be more controlled. Redmer is serving his second stint as state insurance commissioner. He also had the job during Governor Bob Ehrlich's administration. Before that, he spent 12 years in the General Assembly. If elected, Redmer says he'll improve the county's customer service and appoint an inspector general to do a top-to-bottom review of county government. McDonough wants a countywide audit as well. Governor Hogan backs Redmer and is headlining a rally for him next weekend in Essex, which is considered a McDonough stronghold. Redmer is banking on the governor's popularity, helping him out.
I think and expect he's going to help me win the primary, and I tell him I'm going to help drag him to the finish line in the general election.
But McDonough expects there'll be low turnout for the Republican primary because the governor is running unopposed, and he believes that works in his favor. McDonough says his supporters, older conservatives who voted for Donald Trump in 2016, are most likely to show up. And it probably will come down the turnout. In a Baltimore Sun, University of Baltimore poll released this week, McDonough has a 5-point lead over Redmer, which is practically within the survey's margin of error. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.